Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Marijuana Compassion and Common Sense and Lanny Sense, the show that tells you the truth about marijuana, reveals the politics behind its prohibition, gives you the facts and information about its legendary health and medical benefits, and tries to clear up all that legal mumbo-jumbo that makes it so difficult, so dangerous, and so difficult to obtain this ancient medicinal herb. Well, 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 thank you for joining us today on this very special show. I now also call the show Lanny Sense. I have a website called LannySense.com, which is under construction, but you can still visit and see a lot of material there that have absolutely nothing to do with cannabis. But this show tonight, anyway, once again, centers on cannabis as all previous hundreds and hundreds of shows of marijuana, compassion, and common sense. Except tonight's show is a rather short one. It's about my book, The Cannabis Chronicles, and I am going to be reading you a chapter from the book entitled Heath Ledger, or actually entitled How Marijuana Prohibition Killed Heath Ledger. I think you'll find it a fascinating tale. But my book, The Cannabis Chronicles, is now published and available on Amazon.com through the Kindle section of their business. And I will tell you later on in the show how you can obtain one. Or if you can't wait, you can go right now to Amazon.com and in the product search box put in cannabis/Lanny and it will come up. But let me tell you a little bit about this book that I've written. In June 2009, Culture Magazine began publishing in Southern California. Describing the new magazine as the Medical Marijuana Lifestyle Magazine, its mission was to inform and entertain about cannabis issues. As time marched forward and cannabis legalization began to spread throughout the country, the magazine description was changed to the number one cannabis lifestyle magazine. Hired as a columnist for the very first issue, I began writing a column entitled Healthy Living, and continued writing the column for the next decade until Culture ceased publication in 2019, at least print publication. They're still online. The Cannabis Chronicles is a collection of all these columns written over the decade that saw cannabis enter the age of legalization. Although there is little veering into the political and legal issues, for the most part, the columns dealt with the vast expanse of subjects dealing with health and wellness, from cannabis as a substitute for alcohol to cannabis as a substitute for Zoloft. The 120 chapters, which I call chronicles, are presented chronologically, starting with the first one in June 2009 and ending with the last column in December 2019. The decade in which these columns were published witnessed the transformation of cannabis from a medically suspect plant with 44% of Americans in support of legalization to today's overwhelming accepting with 70% in favor of legalization and almost 90% in support of its medical use. Although I've always been a staunch advocate of legalizing cannabis, the columns reflect the changing attitudes towards cannabis. One of the more subtle but telling areas is how the columns slowly moved away from using the slang term marijuana, referring to the plant, to the more respectful scientific term cannabis. Reading the columns in chronological order becomes a pathway to understanding and savoring the progression of cannabis from demon weed to its listing as an essential product whose retail stores were allowed to stay open during the COVID-19 lockdowns. The Cannabis Chronicles cover a vast array of subjects dealing with the multitude of health benefits derived by the use of cannabis: cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, epilepsy, insomnia, depression, immunity, life extension, neurogenesis, pain mitigation, and more are covered along with lifestyle enhancements, with six articles specifically and titillatingly detailing the benefits of cannabis for sex. As an RN, I have always felt the most important use of cannabis is as an alternative to alcohol for socialization, celebration, and consciousness alteration. Several of the chronicles make clear that cannabis makes our community safer and healthier as a substitute for alcohol as well as for opioids, which plagues our nation with deaths and ruined lives. From alcohol to tobacco to opioids and a litany of illegal substances, our nation is a nation of addicts, and the Chronicles presents the evidence of the effectiveness of cannabis to effectively treat these addictions to the point where cannabis is seen rightfully as an exit drug. With Chronicles exploring the use of cannabis by veterans, children, senior citizens, Fido and Fluffy, and so many more, the Cannabis Chronicles vehemently proclaim and explain the importance of cannabis to the health and wellness of the individual and the community. It is noteworthy that the very last column I wrote for Culture that was published in the last printed issue in December 2019 was an overview of the grand spectrum of cannabis use that I had covered in a decade of healthy living columns. Entitled, Cannabis is Good for the Entire Community's Health, it's conceptualized the essential importance of cannabis for our holistic well-being, from expectant mothers and the beginning of life to senior citizens nearing the end of life and suffering from the ailments of advancing years. Whether it's called cannabis, marijuana, ganja, weed, or any of the other 200 names ascribed to it over its 5,000-year history of recorded human use, the Cannabis Chronicles affirms, declares, and validates that this ancient medicinal herb makes life better for anyone. By the way, the Cannabis Chronicles is best enjoyed while reading Join Cannabis. Okay, so there is sort of a little tell you about the book, and now I'm going to read to you one Chronicle number 2, which is out of the 120 Chronicles there, and this will give you an idea of, well, should we say, my rather unusual viewpoint and my style of writing, which I think you would find of great interest if you decide to obtain this book. This article is entitled, Heath Ledger Killed by Marijuana Prohibition. Over the last 20 years, prescription pharmaceuticals caused the death of between 14,000 and 27,000 Americans each year. One of the most tragic high-profile deaths from prescription pharmaceuticals was Heath Ledger. Ledger's death galvanized the public's attention, but the underlying cause of his death has not been recognized. Insights into this can be found in the January 23, 2009 issue of Entertainment Magazine, which prominently featured the posthumously Academy Award-winning actor on its cover, with an 8-page spread that recounted his life and death. Not shying away from the circumstances of his death, the article's authors, Josh Rottenberg and Christine Spines, reported, quote, "There was immediate speculation he had overdosed on illicit drugs, but autopsy reports ruled his death an accidental toxic combination of prescription painkillers, anti-anxiety medication, and sleeping pills," end quote. What had happened was that the prescription pharmaceuticals that Ledger was taking for pain, mental agitation, and insomnia reacted with each other to produce a deadly combination that killed him. Heath Ledger died directly from what was an entirely appropriate use of legal prescription pharmaceuticals prescribed to him by his doctor. Shining a light on Ledger's short but extraordinary rise to stardom, the article included personal and poignant stories from many of Ledger's closest friends and associates. One of them was Terry Gilliam, a close friend and director of the Brothers Grimm, one of Ledger's earlier starring roles. Gilliam told of his work and relationships with Ledger, and in commenting on the circumstances of his death, stated that, quote, "Marijuana was no longer in his life, which he had enjoyed a bit," end quote. Gilliam did not say why he stopped using marijuana, but for some unknown reason, he stopped using it, even though, quote, "he had enjoyed it a bit," end quote. Other than it was illegal, there was no problem associated with use of marijuana. So why he stopped remains a mystery. It was a fatal decision. 5,000-year-old manuscripts written by Chinese physicians cited marijuana use for pain relief, mental agitation, and insomnia. Your grandparents obtained marijuana at the corner drugstore and used it for these exact same symptoms. Today, these symptoms continue to be safely and effectively treated with cannabis by millions of Americans, some legally, most illegally. Ledger was in pain, suffered from anxiety and insomnia. And what are the classic uses of cannabis? Pain relief, anxiety reduction, and a good night's sleep. If Heath Ledger had not stopped using marijuana, he would not have needed as many, if any, of the prescription pharmaceuticals that killed him. If Heath Ledger had not stopped using marijuana, he would have lived to accept his Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor and would be alive today, continuing to make blockbuster motion pictures. Although Heath Ledger died from a toxic combination of prescription pharmaceuticals, what really killed him were our nation's marijuana prohibition laws, because his doctor could not prescribe him cannabis. For the ailments that ailed Ledger, his doctor could only prescribe the prescription pharmaceuticals that killed him. Compounding this tragedy is that no one is talking about how if Ledger had not stopped using marijuana, his death would never have occurred. This is a tragedy that continues to play out every day in the lives of not just celebrities, but in the lives of millions of Americans who have no choice but to use the far more dangerous, generally less effective, and arguably more costly prescription pharmaceuticals. Protecting their bottom line, America's giant pharmaceutical corporations, along with those other stalwarts of American business, the alcohol and tobacco companies, spend millions of dollars every year hiring lobbyists and providing funds in support of law enforcement's insatiable feeding frenzy at the taxpayer-funded pig trough of marijuana law prohibition. Until marijuana is once again restored to its rightful place in our nation's medicine cabinets, thousands of Americans like Heath Ledger will continue to needlessly die every year from prescription pharmaceuticals because they were denied the choice to use marijuana. Millions of others will continue to have their health jeopardized and their lives destroyed because of our nation's marijuana prohibition laws. What will it take to get you to start doing something, anything, to end this madness? Okay, that was one of my articles from the Cannabis Chronicles. And, you know, it was written in published in 2009, in August 2009. So it's over 10 years old. And yet times have changed and things have certainly gotten better. Things have gotten better, but a lot of what that article about millions of Americans still not having access to cannabis and not being able to use it in prescription pharmaceuticals, killing people, and the doctors are not telling them, hey, don't use this stuff. Use cannabis because it'll work just as well, if not better. You know, there's the incontrovertible fact that states that have legalized marijuana, medically, recreation, whatever, they have a 25% lower opioid overdose mortality rate than states that have not. That's because so many people in those states are using cannabis instead of opioids, either helping to reduce the amount of opioids they take, are in many, many, many cases totally eliminating their need for opioid medications. Anyway, that's my book. It's the Cannabis Chronicles, and there's there's 120 chapters, which I call 120 Chronicles, like the one I just read you, Heath Ledger, and how he was killed by marijuana prohibition. But I'll just run over a couple of the different ones. There's actually six chapters on sex, because believe me, you know, sex and marijuana intricately related. And those six chapters go over all the ways of using cannabis for sex. But, you know, we talk about migraines, heart, cardiovascular disease, how to use hemp seeds, microdosing. What is microdosing? Microdosing is an amazing thing that most people don't know. What about pregnancy? How about tobacco, baby boomers, Parkinson's? The list goes on and on and on. How veterans can use it. How about memory loss? What about memory loss? Yeah, what about using it for stress? So, I encourage you to take a look at the book. You can look at the book for free and read the first few chapters by just going to Amazon.com. Just go to regular Amazon.com, and in the product box, put in the words cannabis/Lanny. Cannabis lanny.com/LANNY, and it'll bring up the book. And if you click on the picture of the book on the webpage, it'll open it up, and you can see the introduction. You can see all the different chronicles, the 120 different chronicles, the topics of, and you can read the first, I believe, 3 to 4 chronicles there. The book only costs $4.20. Isn't that an appropriate amount? And but the thing is, it's not a print book. You don't get a copy in the mail. You read it on a Kindle reader. You can read it on any tablet. Any tablet will work. You can read it on your smartphone, and you can also, of course, read it on your laptop or desktop computer. So give it a look. Go to Amazon.com, and in the product box, put in cannabis/Lanny. I think you'll find the book absolutely fascinating. Like I say, you can read the first few chapters. Then, and if you decide it's worth $4.20, put it down. I would mention that the $4.20, all the profits will the cost only $4.20, and all proceeds from the book will go towards my bucket list trip of driving the Alaska Highway to Fairbanks and witnessing the Aurora Borealis stoned. So if you'd like to help me go to Alaska, please consider purchasing my book, The Cannabis Chronicles. Thank you so much. By the way, if you'd like to reach me, you can always send me an email at Lanny, L-A-N-N-Y, at marijuananews.org. That's one word, marijuana news, Lanny at marijuananews.org. Or if you want, you can give me a call, 760-799-2055. That's 760-799-2055. Thank you very much for listening in today to Marijuana Companion Common Sense and Lanny Sense. I hope you've found it interesting and stimulating, and we will be continuing these shows into the future. Thank you very much, and goodbye.